Canada's National Energy Board has again approved the proposed expansion of the Trans Mountain Pipeline. If completed, the project will see a massive increase in oil tankers through the Salish Sea. We're going to hear reaction to this later in just a moment or two, but first, let's hear from reporter Craig McCulloch in Vancouver, BC.
Canada's National Energy Board was forced to review its earlier approval of the Trans Mountain Pipeline when ordered to do so by a federal court last August. The regulator says after further studying impact on marine wildlife, it still recommends the expansion be allowed, with 16 new conditions. Since August, the board heard from numerous organizations both in favor and against the expansion. However, the board says the economic benefits of the expanded pipeline outweigh the risks. Among those risks, it finds a sevenfold increase in tanker traffic through the Salish Sea is likely to cause significant adverse effects on the southern resident killer whale, and if any oil spill happened, the environmental effects would be significant. It also finds greenhouse gas emissions from an increase in marine traffic would be serious. The recommendations now head to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for approval. His government has indicated it will take longer than the expected 90 days to review the latest report.
That's Craig McCulloch reporting from Vancouver, BC, with some of the basics there on what happened today. Let's turn now to KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe, who joins me in the studio. Bellamy, hi.
Hi, Ed.
You've been on the phone this afternoon getting reaction to the news we just heard from Craig. I want to hear about that, but first, remind us, Bellamy, why a pipeline from Alberta to Vancouver is such a big deal here in Seattle in the Puget Sound area.
Yeah, well, the short answer is because of the Salish Sea, the water that connects us all. If this expansion goes ahead, we would see, it's worth repeating, that we would see a near tripling of the amount of Canadian tar sands oil that can flow through the Trans Mountain Pipeline. Now, most of that crude would be loaded onto tankers that have to go through the Salish Sea, parts of it in Washington State and Puget Sound, so that this could be exported overseas to markets in Asia. So there's a lot of concern about this additional tanker traffic, an estimated increase from about 5 to 34 tankers per month, the impacts that they would have in terms of noise and also the risk of oil spill, and a real concern about this heavier crude that it's not clear can really effectively be cleaned up if it does spill.
Who have you heard from this afternoon, and what are they saying?
Well, there are four Northwest U.S. tribes in Washington State that got intervener status in the Canadian permit proceedings up there. They were testifying and making arguments alongside others who opposed the pipeline, like the cities of Vancouver and Burnaby, the province of British Columbia. And so I spoke to a couple of the tribal leaders, and here's Brian Clattesby. He's the chairman of the Swinomish tribe and the former president of the National Congress of American Indians. He said, of course, the decision was disappointing, but he was kind of trying to put a positive spin on it, too.
With Canada coming out and in their report showing that there will be potential impacts to our way of life, I am encouraged that they just did not sweep that under the carpet, that they listened to us, that they heard our stories, and that they felt it was important that that be part of the record.
It is kind of astounding when you think about this ruling, this document that really spells out how much damage could be done to the environment, but yet goes ahead and says that it's more important for the Canadian economy, that the risks are outweighed by the benefits to the economy.
In the national interest, I think.
In the national interest, right. But he's saying that, you know, they're probably going to challenge this if the Trudeau administration does, in fact, go ahead and approve it. And I spoke with Stephanie Sosi. She's an attorney with Earth Justice and has been representing those four intervening tribes from Washington in the proceedings in Canada. She says this decision doesn't yet mean that the pipeline expansion will go ahead.
If they do approve it, it's challengeable in court. And this happened last time in 2016, where the First Nations and environmental groups challenged the administration and won, which is why we're back here. So this is just a part of a larger process. There could be legal challenges in the future to the Trudeau administration.
Yes, so kind of interesting to hear her saying that it's deja vu all over again. They've been here before, and it sounds like there are many groups, many folks who really would want to challenge this if it is indeed approved.
So there's obviously strong opposition to this. As we wrap up here, Bellamy, there are, of course, people who are hoping this happens as well. Broadly, who wants to see the expansion go forward?
Well, I mean, pro-business groups, people who work in industries related to oil, I know there were demonstrators not just against the pipeline, but also some in favor of it, even in the streets of liberal, you know, Vancouver, British Columbia at times. And so I'm sure that there are many people, and all over Canada, also those who don't live in British Columbia or on the Salish Sea, who are really very interested in seeing this go ahead.
KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe, thank you very much.
Thank you.